Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, distracting swimmers plus livestock poop and Tom's boat sound effect. It's all coming up right after this.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Bob and Tom Television presents.
This place looks deserted. I think we're safe. It was even a little food in the cabinet. We'll rest here tonight.
Mark, I'm so scared. Did you hear that? No, let's get out of here.
It's just outside the door. And that's the only way out.
The world premiere of a terrifying new zombie series.
We have to make a run for it.
Mark, no! Don't open that door!
Just stay right behind me. Here we go.
What? Oh my God! That's horrible!
It's The Hawking Dead. Stephen Hawking stars in The Hawking Dead. He has the most brilliant brain in the world, but now he wants to eat yours. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The Florida Atlantic University swim team gave their basketball team a major boost during a key conference matchup against Tulane over the weekend. The swim team on the Owls used their home court advantage to their benefit in the best way possible. Florida Atlantic battled Tulane Green Wave. The two sides traded blows throughout the first half. The Owls eventually gained control of the game ahead of halftime, taking a 7-point lead. The swim team, though, sat up under the opposing team's basket as they were shooting free throws, and they were all in their
little
Speedos and their swimming hats, and they were doing this to...
They were holding up one of their swimmers, and he was swimming in the air.
Distract.
As a distraction.
Distract the
hilarious.
Free throw shooters. That is hilarious.
And or FAU, mildly amusing, one of the two.
FAU pulls out the victory.
Careful with the word hilarious.
79-73. put that up again, Jason. This is the definition of hilarious.
Okay.
There it is.
I'm glad you guys like it.
That's it.
What's something unusual,
sure,
clever, original?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you're going to tell your grandkids
you are
about
bored.
It.
You wouldn't laugh at that if you were at a game and saw that.
I wouldn't. No. takes nothing.
Well, takes nothing to show up at a basketball game with no clothes on.
I was wrong.
Okay.
It would only be hilarious if the guy being held up was Josh.
I'm
doing
missing
the backstroke
sort of,
with an erection. Okay, back to you.
We must have needed 30 seconds to fill.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, it put off getting to this story.
All right.
If you've ever wondered, and I haven't, how the largest livestock show in the world deals with all of that urine and feces. Houstonia Magazine has your answer.
Oh, thank goodness.
Approximately 25,000 animals move through the rodeo grounds each year. Used up bedding is hauled out of stalls and loaded into roll-around carts to be dumped out onto the ground of the back dock, where front-end loaders pick up the waste and load it into massive open-top dumpsters that they're hauled away by heavy trucks.
And then where?
The rodeo's annual breakdown, 11,000 horses, 8,000 heads of cattle, 3,000 hogs. Put the swimmers back up, Jason. 3,000 sheep and goats, 2,000 turkeys, llamas, and alpacas. More than 1 million pounds of poop.
Who was worried about this?
Yeah, but it had the phrase "more than 1 million pounds of poop per year."
Yeah, that's
and that's how about that? That's less than the amount. Well, we would call that a House of Representatives worth of poop. million pounds. Thank you very much.
Where does it go? I wonder.
It doesn't even tell us.
No, it doesn't even tell us.
I mean, that's the best part.
It goes into trucks. Yeah,
it just goes into trucks.
It disappears.
I'll have to use my standard news reporter on the scene clothes. Josh, we might not ever know where it ends up.
I do have the answer to that.
Back to you. Well, why didn't you put it in the story there?
I thought that was enough.
Kimchi,
really.
Huh?
A lot of it goes into landfills, but some of it is recycled into fertilizer.
Okay. I would have thought most of it would have been. Yeah, that's it.
So a lot of it is used then. It does not go to waste.
Mm-hmm. That's a
you
tough.
Were way wrong.
Working those front loaders has got to be a tough job.
What a gig.
I always wanted to do that, or like they called it, when I worked at the foundry, they called the forklift, the tow motors is what they called them.
Tow motors?
Yeah, but you had to put in for the, I would have just messed around and goosed people with the
falling around
and stuff. Woo! Stuff like that.
Straw full of cow pies.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow, what a gig, huh? What other species? Is there any other species besides man that would package and all around other species' feces?
That's the thing. Who is it that says when aliens come down here and they see us, they're going to think the dogs are in charge?
Up after
right?
Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're cleaning up. We're picking up their poop. Clearly, we're the inferior species.
Well, we clean up their poop because you're a good baby. They're big sweeties.
This does make you think, though, Noah's Ark must have really stunk.
Uh-huh.
Remember that story we had about that ship in South Africa a couple weeks ago? They wanted it to leave port. It smelled so bad because it had thousands of cattle on
board.
Oh, man. What do you think those containers smell like when they smuggle people over here to be sold into slavery?
Rough. Oh, my.
Those are going to have to smell
that's,
bad.
Those are
I mean, Noah didn't have a power washer.
real bad.
Probably just shoveled it over the side, huh?
I think they probably did, yeah. Yo, Ham, throw that crap overboard.
Do I have to do the giraffe again? I hate doing the giraffe. Yeah, they shoot that urine from way up high.
Sometimes it sprays me, Dad.
Yeah, don't ask me. Don't even ask me about the hippos.
Don't ask him to do anything.
Hey, just be thankful we didn't let the dinosaurs on, all right? I don't want to hear any more complaining.
Don't ask him anything. You know what his first syllable is in his name. No!
Yeah. Yeah.
No!
When do we get to meet Yessa?
Yeah! Where's he?
And you didn't want to do the, you didn't want to do the story.
Where's, didn't they find Noah's Ark?
Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
They claim to find pieces here and there,
Is that right?
Wouldn't that be something?
It was a Chris-craft.
I thought it was down in Kentucky.
There it is.
Really?
It was a Chris-craft.
That's very nice.
Made of wood of that great, ever that sound of a Chris-craft.
Yeah, but that.
Remember the sound of a Chris-craft. We have to add that to the list of pretentious statements you've
like
made.
Like in The Godfather when Fredo gets in the boat.
That's a rowboat with a motor on the end of it. Right, it's not a Chris-craft.
But there's a Chris-craft later on.
Tom's impression of a Chris-craft was way better than any of us gave him credit for.
All right, everyone.
All right.
Okay. Let's hear it again.
I mean, it does kind of do that.
I stand correct.
Start off,
you're exactly right. I love it.
You ever been in a classic wooden boat?
I've never been in a classic wooden boat.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I don't care for the water.
I don't care for the water.
Freaks me out. If I'm on a pontoon, I'm okay.
Yeah. That's like a floating living room.
Yeah, that really isn't.
Oh, it's real fun. Yeah,
that's real fun.
But I mean, some of them you can
easily,
you can water ski.
Vomit off of.
You can water ski from some. Has anyone ever done a sailing pontoon?
A sailing pontoon?
I guess
pontoon,
the problem would
though.
Be with kind of the, you'd be hiking out over the, trying to, never mind. We'll
love
move on.
Pontoon boats.
We have.
About the tritunes? You like those tritunes?
What's a tritune?
Three.
Oh, I don't think I've seen one of those.
Three tunes.
Oh, why isn't it duo tunes instead of pontoons?
I don't know.
Huh.
Because they used to only be in ponds.
Quad tunes?
Ah, yeah. And then they eventually grew to lakes.
Quad okay. Lake tunes.
Quad the 10th annual Memphremagog.
Huh?
Piece of crap. Water swimming festival took place in Vermont recently.
As opposed to the dirt swimming festival?
Let's do that again.
Well, so he read it wrong.
Nope. The 10th annual winter swimming festival took place in Vermont.
Oh, there's a difference between winter and water, you see.
Well, I was so caught up in you trying to make a pronouncer for Memphremagog, which is nowhere near what it was supposed to be.
How would you pronounce it?
I wouldn't.
Mr. Who can't get the name Kunsk properly.
I was talking about the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt, okay? We talked about him on Friday.
Mr. Hunt. Let's just call him Mr. Hunt, shall we? Out of respect.
Or Clarkson.
And his wife, Helen, was in charge of Lost and Found.
Really? Oh,
and if you lost anything, you should go to Helen Hunt for it. We all...
that joke redeems you.
If you met the actress Helen Hunt, would you try to fit that in somewhere?
No, I would look at her and I go, robbery. Highway robbery.
What are you talking about?
Give the Oscar back.
Oh, he doesn't like her.
Oh, she's wonderful.
You wooden, non-emotive lump of flesh and blood.
Hey, Tom, let's not have Helen Hunt in.
Yeah, let's not.
I think she's fine. Now,
you peaked with Quarterback Princess, Helen, okay?
I do.
About Twister, come on.
I feel somewhat redeemed.
Oh, another
I feel somewhat
movie.
Redeemed.
How so?
Chick and I do occasional texting over the weekend.
Mm.
I texted him about an interview that
oh,
I
Oh, are you going to talk about this?
Yeah, when the movie Barbie came out, I was the only one I know that said it was terrible and awful and I couldn't stand it. And
kind of keep
Christy didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it very much.
It's totally overrated.
It was awful.
Stupid. It's terrible. And Chick McKee texted me over the weekend and agreed with me.
I told my daughter, okay, I told the girls, okay, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
Watch Barbie because they've been on me. You're going to think it's funny. You're going to wonder. And a couple of guys I respect comedically told me it was going to be funny. Mm-hmm.
Me, Pat Godwin. I enjoy it.
I did not
watch
care
it again. I'll give it 50
for
bucks.
A second.
I did not.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't.
The biggest abomination is that turd of a song, I Am Ken. That's nominated for an Academy
it
Award.
It sure is.
That
is
funny.
That was cute.
Really? We give Academy Awards to cute?
Mm hmm.
With all the good music out there, that audio turd is going to be...
You know what they should have? They should have the best meet cute scene. That should win an Oscar.
The meet cute awards?
Yes, the meet cute awards.
They meet on an old wooden Chris Craft.
That's a meet cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
Chris Craft My Heart and Hope to Die is the name of that.
Oh, that's so good.
Kind of.
Is that where he's... He's acted like he's penniless his entire life.
Yes.
And he comes back and wants to open up a sailing school in his hometown. And she comes back and realizes he's rich so she can love him. Is that how that
his mother was killed when she was on the top of one of those water ski pyramids.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
well, she wouldn't have been killed, but she fell into the water this year. Her leg got caught in a Chris Craft engine.
Oh. No. They went through a low bridge, and she just took it right in the face. This is a great movie. I want to see it.
Why don't they make a airplane / top secret?
Meet cute. What's we asked?
A rom-com.
Why hasn't it been done?
For whatever. What's the channel?
Hallmark.
Hallmark channel.
Yeah. I don't think Hallmark wants to necessarily parody their own product.
Yeah.
Because their audience doesn't want that.
Let me tell you something. They would be heroes.
Yes.
They would be absolute heroes. Would you watch it, Tom?
Yeah, but why would they do that? Josh is right.
Their audience doesn't want to be made fun of. They want to be... you know what? I'm part of their audience, by the way.
Yeah, he watches them.
Well, your idea for the movie was kind of making fun of them. They wake up and they can't get out of a movie that's
they learn to embrace
it. One of the gags I would do is every time someone of a specific ethnicity arrives, I would show a DNA test.
Or
what?
Like a list?
The diversity of the checkoff list.
That sounds actionable.
Oh, look. A funny Asian friend. Check.
Now, Pat and I both really liked Barbie.
Yeah, absolutely.
You honestly liked Barbie.
Loved. I mean, I had a smile on my face the whole time. I laughed a lot. I thought it was
there
really...
I will give you, there were a couple of decent lines in it sprinkled throughout.
Okay.
And Ryan Gosling made me laugh I think, like twice.
I think I thought it had an emotional wallop that.
But just doing stuff in the background is what. When Barbie comes over and knocks on his door and she wants to get, you know, maybe be boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah. And you see the horse in the background in his living room.
I like a lot of good sight gags. But, Pat and I also, if you didn't care for it, that's fine. We're not upset about you not liking it. Whereas Tom...
Oh, yeah. I know.
If you don't like it, you're a lesser person.
Right.
Hang on a minute. Ace has something to say.
No, it's been on my DVR for months, but I'm going to watch it today. And
oh, okay. Yeah. It's okay if you don't like it. And it's okay if you like it.
Ace, if you like it, it's not going to affect your salary much.
Much.
Don't listen to him.
Can we get back to our swimmers?
10th annual Nahama Winter Swimming Festival took place in Vermont. The event kicked off with a 200-meter freestyle race in a narrow pool cut from a frozen lake with approximately 180 people from across the country participating in the event.
So what's the big deal here? The water's cold?
What?
I don't know.
They cut a swimming pool out of the ice.
Real cold, I bet, yeah.
According to organizers, winter and ice swimming is defined as swimming in water at 41 degrees Fahrenheit or below.
That is chilly.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the quote from the guy that runs it?
The IWSA lists 9 such events, International Winter Swimming Association.
Lester Dick.
There are 9.
They call him Lester.
Sure.
I don't see it.
No quote from Lester Dick. Okay.
9 such events around the world this season. The one in Vermont is the only one in the United States.
But there are a lot of white folks at that.
Well, it's Vermont.
Geez.
Yeah, you can go antiquing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You think they have an antique shop in Vermont and Connecticut and places like that open 24 hours a day?
24 hours? I don't.
I bet they do.
You think so?
I bet they do.
I hope so.
24 hour antique store?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
All right. Well, this is $1 million.
I'm looking for something to hold my meth. Some kind of wood.
Vermont. Are those only people that are up all night?
Oh, sure.
Hang on. Oh. Who's this guy?
It's meth
guy. He's got his teeth out here. See, I still have teeth.
I like you.
Okay. Well, once again, the Memphremagog event in Vermont.
How are you saying this?
I believe it's Memphremagog.
I wonder what language that is.
Memphremagog. I don't know. It's got to be...
I think it's the sound your anus makes when you get out of 41-degree water.
Memphremagog.
What else you got? You got a world record? Yeah.
What else do you have over there? I insist you do right now. World record?
You know what he has. That's the funny part.
You know, for those of us who point to this show with pride every now and then, I always like to think spontaneity is our breads and butters. But it's not nearly as spontaneous as I think it is. Is it, Tom? We're going to wring all of the spontaneous behavior out of it.
We'd finish with the Memphremagog and
Mr. Donald Gorski has extended his Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime.
In a lifetime?
You've heard about this guy, right?
What, do you keep every receipt?
After consuming 728 of the burgers in 2023.
Well, that's outrageous.
The 70-year-old's record now stands at 34,128 Big Macs.
How can he prove that?
Do we have a picture of this guy? Have you seen this?
Yeah, we talked about
it. There he is. This.
That hair.
Captain Kangaroo.
I mean, it is absolutely Captain Kangaroo's haircut.
I like the haircut.
Is that a wig?
His face kind of looks like somebody. Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Some girl, as a joke, told him in high school, your hair looks good with bangs, and he stuck with it.
And he's in his 70s.
Look at this man. He kept every box, Christy. That's what he's got there.
Oh, yeah, every single box. Yeah, that's proof.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Those are Big Mac boxes through the ages.
Yes, yes, it's
the
history.
But he could have thrown the sandwich away. We don't know he ate them.
No, it's his thing. He's been in the news for years.
Why would he throw the sandwich away when he's trying to break a world record?
And you may be asking.
He looks like an honest fellow.
Yeah.
You may be asking, is he a fatty, fat, fat, fat?
No.
No, he's not. He's not.
What do you think? He looks kind of like if one of the Beatles, if the Beatles had flopped. After one hit.
He does look like Lennon a little bit.
Yep, he looks like if Lennon had lived.
if Lennon had lived and eaten a lot of Big Macs.
You know, you show Lennon a picture of this guy, he goes, yeah, I'm kind of glad the way things went the way they
went. Imagine there's two patties.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.